WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 7, 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. If you don't have a photo ID when you vote this November, you'll have to sign an affidavit to get a ballot. That's what Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton calls a temporary compromise to a federal court ruling. One of the lead attorneys to end voter ID, Chad Dunn, supports the agreement that also has the blessing of the Justice Department.
There's 680,000 registered voters and 1.2 million eligible voters in Texas that have been shut out by this voter ID law, and now their voices will be heard.
A spokesman for Paxton says he is still considering an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court to bring back what state lawmakers passed 5 years ago. A local businessman is this year's Texas Restaurant Association president. Managing partner of Outback Steakhouse, Tap Bentz, started his year-long term about a month ago.
Most importantly, the thing that I want to get accomplished this year is I want TRA to position themselves for the next 5, 6, 10 years to better serve the membership.
Bent says up-to-date technology is going to be key because restaurant owners do so much work on their phones today. Bent will spend the next year overseeing the TRA staff in Austin and traveling across the state to speak to the local chapters. To learn more, visit restaurantville.com. A Bryan man has admitted to kicking two police officers during separate arrests 2 years ago.
32-year-old Roderick Steele entered a plea agreement where he also admitted to knocking down a 13-year-old boy whose mother was assaulted by Steele, according to the arrest report. In a separate case, Steele admitted to stealing a vehicle, then wrecking it. Steele was sentenced to 10 years in prison. In October of last year, four Houston men were arrested on charges of stealing more than $1 million of jewelry from 13 College Station homes. One of the men, 34-year-old Helmer Belega, entered a plea agreement where he will serve 3 years in prison. Three others are awaiting trial. Two of them are out of jail after posting bond. In April of last year, Bryan police responded to a neighborhood report of two strangers getting out of a truck at 2 in the morning. After searching for almost 2 hours, two men were arrested for evading arrest with prior convictions. In Brazos County District Court this week, 38-year-old Terry Rogers of Brenham entered a plea agreement where he was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Co-defendants out of jail after posting bond awaiting trial. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A day doesn't go by that Donald Trump says or does something that catches flack from someone in the Republican Party. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says Trump needs to remember who is on the ballot.
And so it would sure be nice if he would focus on that in terms of and focus on winning the White House instead of getting into every little petty battle where he thinks somebody has not been nice to him.
Flores says Trump should not be eating chicken with a knife and fork, a reference to a photo he tweeted in his jet sitting down to dinner Monday evening. If you're planning to drive tonight in the area of Texas in Villa Maria and Bryan, plan on delays. That's because new traffic signal mast arms will be installed. There will be intermittent closures and detours starting tonight at 9 and continuing into tomorrow morning until 6. Access to homes and businesses will be available but are also subject to delays. And a heads up to motorists who drive Interstate 45 south of Corsicana. TxDOT reports there will be one-lane traffic in the I-45 construction zone weekdays through the 18th. Both lanes in each direction will be open on Saturday and Sunday. WTAW News Time is 10 after 7. It's 77 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
You know, it makes me smile when I hear the big banks trying to convince you they act like a community bank. I say, why don't you try the real thing? Brenham National Bank, serving the Brazos Valley since 1933. Member FDIC.
Since 1933, serving the community. Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's all new, all true, and it will inspire you. So get ready to expect the unexpected with Opus Season 44. This year's lineup includes the blockbuster musical Jersey Boys, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk of McGregor, Texas. The Christmas-tastic Elf the Musical, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union. The jaw-dropping talents of The Illusionist, live from Broadway. And an opening night concert with Lyle Lovett and his large band. Tickets on sale now at mscopus.org.
At Sioux Falls Prater, you're able to get more John Deere power and reliability for an affordable price. Come check out their selection of John Deere Gator utility vehicles. They're hardworking, easy to use, and have a four-wheel independent suspension, which provides an excellent ride and handling. With the John Deere Gator, you can take on any task. Ride trails, pull heavy loads, haul materials, or use it for hunting and fishing. Whatever you need, Sioux Falls Prater will help you find the right gator for your home, farm, or work site. See our inventory at cptractor.com.
Good morning. It's 7:13. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by folks at Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
The hot and dry conditions continue over the next several days with high pressure covering much of the country from our area through the Gulf Coastal States, the Mid-Atlantic region, the Northeast, and the Ohio River Valley. All that sunshine today will cause temperatures to peak at 100. Tonight, clear 75 to 80. Sunny and hot tomorrow. We're back close to 100 degrees. Saturday, more sunshine, a high of 100. Little changes in the forecast through Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, our very own Zach Taylor has your Aggie football report. Also, in Texas Collegiate League Baseball, the Woodland Strikers fall to the Brazos Valley Bombers. And in Major League Baseball, the Astros fall to the Blue Jays again, and the Orioles take out the Rangers again. All the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So we got our first hurricane, and it's made landfall this morning in Belize. I don't know. I always thought it was really cool when they had exotic names for some of these hurricanes, because you'd never hear that name, you know, Hurricane Untrias or whatever. I don't know. This one's Earl.
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 Well, all right.
Yeah. Well, and that's the other thing is you need to. I mean, it seems like it needs to evoke some sort of possibility of danger. and I'm not necessarily making light of it. It did landfall was 80 miles an hour for sustained wind, so that's not too bad, because I think it's got to be 75 to be a hurricane anyway. So
and you know,
pretty
well,
breezy.
For some people, you know, if you say, "Hey, Earl's coming over,"
that's right.
That does inspire some terror.
Yeah, it reminds me of a Dixie Chicks song, and they said goodbye, Earl.
That's right. So we'll see what happens. And again, Bailey's is not that big, and it may get back out into the water and get churned up again, but we'll see. But Earl is at home and hanging out in Belize right now. All right, so now Chelsea, you played softball,
correct?
Right? That's been part of your sports career.
Yes.
Would you say that right now you could probably play softball without the lights here with this time of day?
Yeah.
Listener pointing out that the lights are still on, and we like to be safe. I mean, we tell listeners they should turn their lights on when there's impending problems with weather or whatever, or darkness. But guy called and he just said, "I thought we might want to tell the city of College Station that the lights are on the field and they're playing softball."
That's
7:15. We're just trying to save your utility bill. We're all paying for it. That's right. So just want to let you know.
It's fair.
Do what we can. I promised to do this story yesterday and we didn't get to it. So we need to, one of the first things we need to do is check this box. Kanye West wants to design furniture for IKEA.
Oh, I'm so glad you got to this story.
He told the BBC, BBC Radio 1, referring to himself in the third person.
Of course.
Yeah. Yo, and I don't know if he pronounces it correctly or if he says IKEA like most of us, but he said, "Allow Kanye to create. Allow him to make this thing, because you know what I want."
to do. Ugh. I know what makes me a bed. I know what makes me a chair. I want more products for ye.
Such eloquence.
For ye.
Yeah. He should run for president.
Definitely. Yeah,
you're right. So the spokesman for IKEA said, quote, "Although we are flattered by Kanye West's high interest in IKEA, the speculation around a joint venture, we have no plans to collaborate at this point in time."
Brad, last time someone said he should run for president, Donald Trump was named the Republican nominee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or, but I mean, stranger things could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because, first of all, we're not done yet. But yeah. At any point, stranger things could happen. But actually, in Nicaragua, presidential race, Daniel Ortega has named his spouse as his running mate. So, got that going on.
So you can do that,
too.
Huh?
Yeah, he can do anything he wants there. So there. 79-year-old man in Argentina is being called a modern caveman. Pedro Luca has reportedly been living in a cave high up in the mountains for the past 40 years. Pedro says he always wanted to be isolated from the civilized world. Even as a young boy, he finally got his wish at the age of 39 when he walked away from his village and never went back. Now he's 79, has no plans of returning to civilization, but he does sometimes visit the villages nearby for supplies, where the locals see him as a celebrity.
That may be the same guy that I've heard of before. I've heard of somebody who's done that. I thought it was somewhere. You said he left a village. Or,
yeah. Well, or, no. He walked away from his village when he was 39 and has been living up there for 40 years.
I've heard of somebody who's done it in more of like a Western country, like somewhere here in America.
Merle Haggard did a song, "The Old Man from the Mountains Coming Home." Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, people just leave civilization apparently out into the wilderness.
The
and
way
just live there.
The
for
way
a
this
while.
Election is going, there will be several more joining.
I think that's right. They're probably out there trying to stake out their own little place to find a hole in the wall to do that. So, a bride to be lost her wedding ring in the middle of Lake Michigan. And believe it or not, somebody found it.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Jamie Kennedy lost her ring while rinsing sand off her hands along the shore at South Haven. She said she felt sad, sick, disappointed, and thought she'd never see her ring again. 2 days later, John Dudley, president of the Michigan Metal Detector Club, heard about the lost ring. Yeah. He's got one of those.
Nerds, he's got some pull.
He does. Yeah, he has a magnet on there. Just suck it right up. Yeah, that's right. The score one for the nerds. He waded into heavy waves with his metal detector, almost being knocked over, but he managed to retrieve the jewelry.
What a brave soul.
That's awesome.
Yeah, very, very neat.
Almost being knocked over.
Yeah, that's it. So out there in the ocean just so that lady could get her wedding ring back.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
Okay, here we go. A Dutch man's internet dating experience has left him stranded in a Chinese airport for 10 days.
Oh.
All right, so first of all, this stupid story begins with Alexander Peter Kurt. He met a 26-year-old Chinese woman named Zhang on the internet.
So he thought.
Yeah, exactly. And fell in love.
So he thought.
Wait a minute. Zhang said I was the only one.
Yeah. There's only probably about 4 million Zhangs, by the way, in China, I would think. But anyway, he said when he flew thousands of miles to meet her, she never met him at the airport.
No.
Oh, I'm shocked.
But for 10 days?
Yeah, refusing to give up on love, he slept in the airport for 10 days until he was hospitalized with physical exhaustion.
I do not feel bad for him at all.
No, 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 no. He eventually gave up, flew home, but he says he's willing to try again if his love interest agrees to show up this time.
She kept sending me messages saying she'd be right there.
Yeah, she would. How could she not have been there?
Five more minutes.
I don't understand it.
Oh, okay.
I'm the guy sleeping on the floor. Where are you? Yeah.
In China, too, all right? Where they probably, it's really different. All right,
stuck out, yeah.
Maybe this idea of driving through the wildlife preserve is not a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
A tiger at the same zoo where the woman was mauled last month has had another attack. Video has surfaced showing the tiger attacking a car, ripping off the bumper, and dragging it into the bushes.
Wow.
I'm thinking it probably was very disappointed when it got there, too, realizing that was not going to be some prey of some kind.
This is not delicious and meaty.
Yes. This is very hard.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, MarbleCraft can handle your entire project. At MarbleCraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Need a quality used car for back to school? Then don't miss Akison Toyota's Repo Joe Sale. This weekend only, shop over 160 quality trade-ins, auction cars, lease terminations, and repos. Every used car's a bargain. $27 down delivers with payments from $89 a month clearly posted on every vehicle windshield. Lot number 981-13A, 2010 Toyota Yaris. Selling price $53.88, 72 months at 2.9% APR, $27. Down plus tax, license with approved credit.
Repo Joe here. There's a reason why the Repo Joe sale is one of the country's biggest used car events. The bargains are incredible. You don't want to miss it.
All it takes is $27 down, $89 a month, and you're driving home a vehicle. The Repo Joe sale has the selection and low used car prices you're looking for, so don't miss it.
Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain.
Before you go back to school, rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville for the A Plus Repo Joe sale this weekend only. Subject to prior sale.
If you're looking for the perfect table and chairs in time for Thanksgiving, Amish Furniture for Generations is the place to be during their Builder Special Sale. Save 10% on these exquisite tables and chairs. There are over 300 styles available. Pick from a huge selection in the store or have one custom built the way you want it. Hurry in today to Amish Furniture for Generations and order now to get your custom built table and chairs by Thanksgiving. And save 10% during their Builder Special Sale going on now. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger.
7:23, the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. While we're talking about zoos and people and interaction, Dublin Zoo is investigating a post on social media that shows a man holding the hand of a boy while he's on the other side of the fence in the rhino enclosure.
Of course.
Yeah. Witnesses say it was there for at least 20 minutes. Dublin Zoo says that they are reviewing the incident, will respond accordingly. They've posted pictures of it, of course.
Really? That's just proof that if you do not learn history, you're doomed to repeat it.
You will. You will. Anyhow, that's a fine.
Because rhinos are soft and cuddly.
Of course they are.
Right? Just wanted to pet the horn.
Daddy, can I be closer to the rhino? Sure. We'll and just put you right there.
You said that other tiger attack happened at the same place.
Same place.
As the other.
Same place.
We sure it wasn't the same tiger?
Yeah, it may have been.
Maybe that tiger's just
probably.
A jerk.
Could be. Could be.
A
that's
jerk?
The
no. He's mad at the humans. Yeah. They're in his habitat.
That's right. Hey,
he's
I
like,
was here first.
You got a point.
All right, so. You guys get emails from jet.com? I think I finally unsubscribed. Have you seen them? You know what it is? Jet.com?
I don't think so.
Okay. Jet.com is an online discount retailer.
Oh, yes. I've seen the purple heads exploding commercial.
They are not making money, okay? They are losing money. But as Jeff Bezos has shown us, if you get enough people to continue to give you money, you eventually will make a profit. Because it was last month that Amazon passed Walmart to become the number one biggest thing out there.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. The numbers are kind of bizarre. It's Amazon's market cap is $246 billion. Walmart's is $230 billion. Now, I mean, truth be told, Walmart's overall sales are a whole lot more than Amazon's. But the deal is that the value comes because Amazon's doing so much business just shipping stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Now, in 2014, it says that Walmart's online sales was about $12 billion. Amazon's $89 billion. Now, Jet.com is like Amazon in that they've got suburban warehouses, okay? And they can get the stuff from here to your door quickly. So Walmart this morning is looking to buy Jet.com. Because they looked at the books and saw that Amazon was kicking their rear end when it came to online sales. And they know that we all want to become 300-pound bags of goo who sit in our chairs at home and never go out anymore.
How do they know?
Yeah, really. They are saying, I mean, this is from the Wall Street Journal this morning. It isn't clear how much Walmart would pay for the unprofitable startup, but a person familiar with matters say that Jet could be valued at up to $3 billion. Hear that part about it not making money?
Yeah.
$3 billion. But part of what Walmart gets out of this is the network that they've put together that Jet has done. But this means Walmart's going to definitely be changing the way they do things.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, too, that in the same exact sentence, they can say that it's an unprofitable venture, but then that it's worth the profit margin is that much or whatever. It's worth that much monetarily.
Well, same thing, same story. They said that Jet.com had told their investors last summer that the company would be worth $40 billion in 5 years. $40 billion. So what? Walmart thinks they're going to get a bargain at $3 billion?
I get
it's a steal.
I'm just saying. So there you go, and that speaks so much of how we are now.
Indeed,
right? We don't really go and shop any place anymore. You don't Mm-mm. go look, touch, hold that thing, see what it looks like, feels like. Just see the picture right there and click and buy.
Right. We've got laptops because we were too lazy to go to an office to get on the computer these days.
726, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It is brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair. For more than 30 years, in addition to fixing slabs, they also do concrete urethane raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Sorry, it's just going to continue to be hot, and we're not going to get any rain. That's the story. In fact, they are forecasting a high of 100 degrees today, and we're going to have highs in the upper 90s all the way through about Wednesday of next week. Lows will be in the upper 70s with no mention of rain in the forecast, and right now we've got 77 out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
You remember what a big deal it was when the International Olympic Committee chose Rio de Janeiro over Chicago as the site of this year's Summer Games? Yes, my friends, it marked the new era of global diversity. Developed nations finally would have to learn to share the world stage with developing nations. It was unadulterated liberalism on parade. So how is all this working out? Not too good, folks. It's not even close. Athletes arrived in Rio to find exposed wiring and non-working plumbing in their living quarters. The country promised to clean up the bay where the sailboat competitions will be held. That didn't happen. Athletes are being warned they could get a disease, a superbug, if they sail. Officials don't even know if the new transportation network that's supposed to get people to and from the games will work. Construction on the stadiums was not completed on time. Not to mention, the country's embroiled in political scandals. The economy's in a tailspin. Millions of citizens resent the games being held there at all. On top of all that, many international athletes decided to skip the games because Brazil is ground zero for the Zika virus. So even before the games start this week, the International Olympic Committee is walking back their commitment to host future games in countries with signs of instability. Common sense is taking over where diversity failed, and it's way too late.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31, 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens, Real Estate Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Since 1937, the Texas Restaurant Association has helped members increase sales and better their business practices throughout the state. Last month, managing partner of the College Station Outback Steakhouse, Tap Benz, was named the TRA president. Ben says the association serves both independent and chain restaurants.
Most chains, but I know especially Outback is very involved in, you know, PACs and things like that. Well, this is the way for the independents to stay involved in the governmental process, because really, ultimately, that's the number one thing that TRA is the advocates for our industry in Austin. You know, so this could be a pretty busy year with some with being a legislative session.
Ben says during his year-long term, his main goal is to position TRA for the next 5 to 10 years to better serve their members.
Technology is the answer to not only keep our membership, but also gain new members and figure out how we're going to make the big TRA website that if you sit down on a computer, you know, whether laptop or desktop, is difficult to navigate. How can we make that work on a phone? Because ultimately, probably 99% of our business is done on that phone now, whether it's, you know, phone calls, emails, or looking up something. So we're just really trying to get caught up technologically.
To learn more about the TRA, go online to restaurantville.com. You won't need a photo ID in Texas to vote in November, but you'll have to sign an affidavit. That's fine with Chad Dunn, who is one of the lead attorneys in the lawsuit against photo ID requirements.
It's been a long time coming, 5 years worth of hard effort, 2 lawsuits, multiple appeals to the U.S. Supreme Court, but we finally have relief for Texas voters.
The changes must still be approved by a federal judge, but they already have the blessing of the Justice Department. And a spokesman for the Texas Attorney General, Ken Paxton, says the fight over the voter ID law has not ended. Paxton is still considering an appeal before the U.S. Supreme Court. Paxton described the agreement announced yesterday as a temporary compromise. At least 3 incumbent Republican members of Congress don't need an endorsement from Donald Trump. So says Representative Bill Flores of Bryan about himself, House Speaker Paul Ryan, and Senator John McCain.
I don't really care if he does or not. It's just not an issue that I need to get into. In Paul Ryan's race, just like in my race, our names are on the ballot, not his. So I don't think it really makes a difference. I don't think it affects McCain's race. I don't think it affects Paul Ryan's race.
Flores on WTAW's The Infomaniacs continues to call for Trump to focus on his opponent.
Donald Trump needs to remember who's on the ballot, and it's not the Kahn family or anybody else other than Hillary Clinton. And he certainly shouldn't be eating chicken with a knife and a fork either.
Flores was referring to a photo Trump tweeted this week having dinner in his jet featuring chicken from a bucket. It was about this time last year that $1 million of jewelry was taken from 13 College Station homes. The first of 4 Houston men who were arrested has admitted to a burglary charge.
As part of a plea agreement, 34-year-old Helmer Balega was sentenced to 3 years in prison. He's also being held for immigration authorities. 3 others are awaiting trials. 2 of them are out of jail after posting bond. The group was apprehended last October following a high-speed chase that ended in a crash. Balega admitted and the others are accused of striking homes during the middle of the day in an area between Rock Prairie Road and William D. Fitch Parkway. Kicking 2 Bryan police officers during separate arrests 2 years ago results in a 10-year prison term. Brazos County District Attorney's Office says the plea agreement made with 32-year-old Roderick Steele of Bryan also covers knocking down a 13-year-old boy whose mother was assaulted by Steele. According to the arrest report, one of the witnesses said he had Steele in a chokehold long enough the suspect passed out. That allowed the 13-year-old to run back to his apartment. Steele also admitted to stealing a vehicle, then crashing it, which was 6 months before the assault case. One of 2 men arrested by Bryan police for evading arrest with prior convictions in April of last year has entered a plea agreement. 38-year-old Terry Rogers of Brendan was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Rogers' partner is awaiting trial and is out of jail on bond. According to the arrest report, neighbors at 2 in the morning saw strangers getting out of a truck. The neighbors suspected they were going to steal tires and rims. The men were caught after a 2-hour manhunt that included 5 officers and a police dog. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The state's most powerful business group, the Texas Association of Business, is lobbying the legislature to get rid of the driver's responsibility program. That's the point-based surcharges on drivers who are caught speeding. President Bill Hammond says it ruins lives and amounts to a debtor's prison.
Many people who are just hanging on cannot afford to pay these fines, and they can't have a driver's license. And for most Texans, you have to have a driver's license to get to work.
There are estimates that as many as 1 million Texans have had their license suspended because they can't pay the surcharges. The state of Texas plans to spend more than $12 million to get women on Medicaid mosquito repellent due to the Zika virus. Available by prescription only, expectant mothers and women between the ages of 10 and 45 on Medicaid who contact their doctors can get up to 2 cans of repellent a month through October at no charge. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 77 degrees. You can text us 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Lacey Hogan with Better Homes and Gardens Preferred Living. Here today with your real estate update. It's a great time to both buy and sell. Interest rates are historically low for buyers, and the inventory of homes we have on the market is limited, meaning sellers are getting more money for their properties. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, I'd be happy to help. Call me, Lacey Hogan, at 979-219-0730. List with Lacey. I work where you live.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
At Sioux Falls Prater, you're able to get more John Deere power and reliability for an affordable price. Come check out their selection of John Deere Gator utility vehicles. They're hardworking, easy to use, and have a four-wheel independent suspension, which provides an excellent ride and handling. With the John Deere Gator, you can take on any task. Ride trails, pull heavy loads, haul materials, or use it for hunting and fishing. Whatever you need, Sioux Falls Prater will help you find the right Gator for your home, farm, or work site. See our inventory at cptractor.com.
Good morning. It's 8:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
The hot and dry conditions continue over the next several days, with high pressure covering much of the country from our area through the Gulf Coastal States, the Mid-Atlantic region, the Northeast, and the Ohio River Valley. All that sunshine today will cause temperatures to peak at 100. Tonight, clear, 75 to 80. Sunny and hot tomorrow. We're back close to 100 degrees. Saturday, more sunshine, a high of 100. Little changes in the forecast through Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor has your Aggie football report. In Texas baseball, the Brazos Valley Bombers didn't let us down, but the Astros and the Rangers, that's another story. Also, I'll have some Olympic updates for you. All the details coming up in sports on News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Did you say Olympics?
Yeah,
we may not have time. So we were talking in the last segment about how Walmart has fallen behind Amazon, and they're trying to bump up their email or their e-commerce presence. So they're made by this company called Jet.com. And we said one of the things that's happening is Americans just becoming tubs of goo, sit at home, and they won't actually go out and look at products and hold them and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
A listener came up with a great idea. I mean, he basically is going to fill in that link. He said for a charge, he would be glad to go to any store and look at any item and then come back and report to an individual for that.
So, That's actually a pretty good entrepreneurial idea.
That's, you know, kind of a cottage industry thing.
There is a service called Favor. You can download the app on your phone, Favor, and it will they will go to any store and buy anything you want and bring it to you and deliver it to you. It's a great
business.
For a percentage. Yeah, you got to pay, you know, not only a tip, but you do have to pay a delivery charge.
Favor, or is it spelled in some weird way?
It's Favor.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, and they serve Bryan College Station.
You know, okay, really? Oh, wow, that's kind of fun. All right, there you go, see?
Maybe they can deliver something to us. I'll ask Mr. Downs for the credit card again.
That's okay, do that. Okay,
I use it almost daily.
What do you guys want to get?
I don't know, we'll think about that. Okay. That's good, that'll be a project. We may work on that tomorrow.
Okay. I haven't been to the grocery store in ages. It's fantastic.
I've been.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Oh,
they will
wow.
deliver your groceries.
Huh.
Yeah.
I like grocery shopping.
Wow. So they do. Well, maybe we need to talk about this off the air. They don't need to be coming by your place knowing that your groceries are sitting on your front doorstep or whatever. But anyhow, okay, we'll find out more about that. In the meantime, I'm doing fine until we get through the news today.
Okay.
And I,
sorry to disappoint.
And that's okay. I mean, no, the presentation was fine. The content was what was bothering me.
Okay.
It's just like...
Then blame it on Bill.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's just walk backwards through the news. Just
okay.
like the last couple of stories, I was kind of shaking my head.
State
okay,
stories.
So, right,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So the idea is that women who are pregnant can go to the doctor now and get... up to 2 cans of bug spray.
Correct.
Repellent.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
Available by prescription only. I did not realize there was prescription mosquito spray.
Yeah.
Do we know how much it costs?
I do not.
Is there a generic of this? And talking to one of the people here in the hallway.
His name start with a D?
Yes, the one.
Okay.
if you can't afford... to buy mosquito repellent, should you be having a baby? I'm just trying to put things in order here.
Yeah.
There might be other things that you need to be spending your money on.
Well, there's a possibility.
Well,
yeah.
It says expectant mothers and women between ages 10 and 45 on Medicaid who contact their doctors can get up to 2 cans of repellent a month. I don't know what 10-year-old is trying to get pregnant.
Once again, not well written.
Right.
Yeah. It could be women who are hoping to get pregnant and females between the ages of 10 and 45.
Yeah.
How much is this costing us?
Well, $12 million.
Wow.
Just say, if you say it real fast, it doesn't hurt, right?
Yeah, right. The state of here, let me say it a little slower.
Okay. Hello.
Yeah, we all love to complain about Big Pharma. Now are we going to complain about Big Pesky?
Yeah, Big Pesky. I like it.
Yeah.
So we got that.
Yeah. Well, and you know, and this, I've been, I don't want to like put it on social media and call out one of my neighbors, but one of my neighbors has one of those baby pools out and it's in the front yard right now.
Okay.
It has been, and the other day I was walking my dog, saw her playing with her kid in the little baby pool, super cute. That was about 2 weeks ago, and that water is still sitting there and has not been changed.
Not good. Just not.
That's
good.
Every time I walk by with my dog during the day, I want to leave like a note on her front doorstep and say, can you please remove this standing water?
Yeah.
This is exactly what we're talking about.
Yep.
Hello.
Well, this is not prescription repellent per se. The reason they're doing it through a doctor's prescription is to enable those that are low enough income to have Medicaid to go over there and get 2 cans of $3 spray that's going to cost us about,
$60
a can?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's government. You're government at work.
Yep.
Yeah.
That sounds like good government math right there.
Well, and then the other one is the people on the point system that we have for folks who speed and have violations, they
right.
end up getting points, and those points are penalties, and that's fine. I mean, you know, Bill Hammond's been around for a long time. He's head of the Texas Association of Business. He's plugged into Austin, there's no doubt. And probably the point system is not that good. Now, understand that money helps to fund level 1 trauma units across the state. Okay, so
speeding
that's
ticket money.
That's these points. Mm-hmm. Yeah, these points. Okay. That's where money goes to take care of those things. Hang on, we've started a little firestorm. Hello.
Yeah, another consideration regarding the free mosquito repellent is how much is it going to cost the state to care for someone born with microcephaly until they die?
Understand that. I got you.
Yeah,
that's a great point. But again, I don't care how much money you spend, you're not going to be able to have 100% prevention. Mm-hmm. I don't care how much money you spend. Hello.
Yeah, if you want to know more about that free bug spray, just pay attention to Craigslist. Within the next week, it'll be for sale all over it.
Oh, listen to this guy. This guy understands it, okay?
Yeah, he does.
Caller, you got that one. Hello.
Hey, talking about your mosquito transmission thing there, they're going to protect the women, but they're not going to protect the men. But it seems to me some men spend a little time with women where they might share that disease.
Yes,
that's true.
Excellent point. Excellent point. That's right. And by the way, and men are getting it too. I mean, mosquito, I think too. But yeah. Nonetheless,
is it? Can it be transmitted?
Yes.
Yes. Sexually transmitted.
Yes. Wow. Exactly. Yeah. That's what he was basically saying there. So you can't. I don't care how much money you spend. How much money you spend, you will not be able to eliminate it.
No.
It will not happen.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, mosquitoes don't know who they're biting.
No.
They don't know if it's somebody on Medicaid or not.
Yep.
So, you know, we are where we are. See, that's why we need. That's why Walmart's buying jets, so we can stay in the house all day
and we
don't have to get out.
They're not easy to, like, keep away from you. I mean,
no.
I'm not. I wear sunscreen on my face every day because it's in my moisturizer, and that's what they tell you to do.
They should, right.
I'm not going to spray myself with bug spray before I leave the house every day.
Yeah. Nope.
And that's what they're telling you to do.
See,
and
I don't get bitten by mosquitoes, but that's because I'm more of a what you would call indoorsy kind of person.
Yeah, sure. Well, again, that's what I'm saying. That's Walmart's on the cutting edge. They know that we're all going to stay in our houses for whatever reason.
But I open my door to let my dog out, and I'm bit in two or three spots within minutes sometimes.
Yep, it's it can happen.
In my house.
We know that. It is the world.
Maybe they should incorporate it into makeup for women.
Well, but again, that's not the whole thing. It's not just women.
Yeah, that's true.
And that,
hello?
Yep.
Well, since they're putting sunscreen in makeup, is this like some kind of new perfume industry of bug spray perfume?
That's it.
There are studies out there that tell you certain types of perfumes and scents that act as a mosquito repellent.
Hello. Really? We'll talk about that in a minute. Hello.
Hi, guys. I'm wondering if I should even bring up DDT.
Yeah, no, don't. No. Silent Spring. No, we can't be doing that. Hello.
If you want to get rid of them, bring back DDT.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. We've awakened the DDTers out there.
Perfect.
It did work. That's all I can say. All right, 7:48.
Looking for an optometrist with vision? Urban Optics is the Brazos Valley's new choice for the ultimate in complete eye care. Dr. Matthew Green's Optical Center offers the latest in eye technology to keep your eyes in optimal health and provides a customer experience like you've never seen before. Urban Optics accepts most major vision insurance providers. Visit Urban Optics in South College Station on Highway 6 next to Celebrity Spa and Salon, or call 690-0888 to schedule your appointment. Urban Optics, optometry with real vision.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Here's a riddle. Everybody wants it, but if you use it in your marriage, you could lose everything. What is it? This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. The answer is control. Whether it's the right sweetener for our coffee or keeping our home at a certain temperature, we all want our life to function in a way that suits us. And what do we do when something doesn't work the way we like it? We try to control it. Unfortunately, many people employ a similar strategy in their marriage. Controlling behavior can often occur because one spouse doesn't feel loved and validated by the other, so they try to control their spouse's actions to ensure they get out of the relationship what they want or what they perceive they need. But taking charge over a spouse doesn't foster connection and love. It destroys it because control erodes partnership and oneness, the very foundation of the marital relationship. Here's the hard truth. If you control your spouse, you're in danger of losing your marriage. A spouse who feels controlled will try to escape. That may be through an affair or a divorce, or at the very least, the spouse may spend most of their time with friends or at work. The solution is to give up the role of boss and to begin cultivating a relationship of warmth and openness. It may take the help of a counselor, but when a couple learns healthy ways to connect and respect individual differences, a strong marriage is just over the horizon. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good-for-25-years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Pates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 7:52. Well, with the excitement surrounding the start of this year's football season growing and growing, here's Zach Taylor with your Aggie football report.
Well, Texas A&M is set to start fall camp next week, and one of the Aggie star players, Miles Garrett, is known for his speed and quickness as well as his propensity for sacking quarterbacks. But when it comes to off the field, Miles says he's a lover, not a fighter.
I've always been a pacifist. Never been able to hurt a thing, but on the field, you have to switch over. Outside of it, it's life, and every life is precious. But on the field, it's a game, and you signed up for getting hit. So be it. You got to get after it.
Now, the junior is also a big fan of dinosaurs and poetry, believe it or not. Miles and the guys hit the practice field this Monday in preparation for September 3rd's kickoff against UCLA. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In Texas Collegiate League Baseball, the Brazos Valley Bombers began their 2-game series last night versus the Woodland Strikers at Nutrabolt Stadium with a 12-2 victory. The scoring began in the second inning when Zach McGuire started things off with a solo home run. The home run set a new franchise record for most home runs. McGuire tallied his 7th of the year. In the third, the bats kept rolling as Alex Samples added 2 runs on an RBI double. He then scored on a line drive single by Zach McGuire. The fifth inning had a string of 5 straight hits that helped plate 5 runs in the inning, making the score 10-0. The Bombers then added 2 more runs in the 6th after 3 straight walks loaded the bases with 2 outs. The Bombers will wrap up their series with the Strikers tonight at 7:05 before the team hits the road to face the Victoria Generals this weekend. In Major League Baseball,
first pitch to Josh Donaldson's hit deep to right field. Colby Rasmus is going back. He's at the track, and it's gone! Back-to-back home runs by the Blue Jays. Home run number 27 of the season, his 2nd of the game, and the Blue Jays lead it 3-0.
Josh Donaldson hit 2 home runs, and Marco Estrada threw 7 solid innings, and the Toronto Blue Jays beat the Houston Astros 3-1 last night. Joe Biagini escaped a 1-out jam in the 8th, inducing a flyout from Jose Altuve and striking out Carlos Correa to strand runners on 2nd and 3rd. The Astros look to split the series with the Blue Jays tonight in Houston at 7:10 p.m. Meanwhile, in Baltimore,
Hamels ready and delivers. And Wieters, that's a shot up the middle. That's a base hit. Going to drive in 1. It's going to drive in 2. Here's Davis right behind Trumbo, and he slides in safely. So Matt Wieters, 2 outs. He gets it done. A 2-run single. And against Hamels here tonight, a 3-run first.
Kevin Gausman outpitched Cole Hamels, and the Baltimore Orioles rode a 3-run first inning to a 3-2 victory over the Texas Rangers last night. Darren O'Day worked a perfect eighth, and Zach Britton finished for his 33rd save in 33 tries. The Rangers look to avoid the sweep tonight in Baltimore at 6:05 p.m. Pre-game's at 5:30, and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. In other Rangers news, Jeremy Jeffress joined the team on Wednesday, eager to make a contribution to the AL West leaders. Jeffress and Jonathan Lucroy were traded to Texas from Milwaukee on Monday. Lucroy made his Rangers debut on Tuesday and was in the starting lineup again last night against the Orioles. Also, the Arlington City Council has given its initial approval for an election to determine whether residents want to redirect taxes for a public-private setup to build a $1 billion retractable roof ballpark for the Texas Rangers. Prior to Tuesday's vote, council members heard from backers and critics. The council must vote again on August 9th before the item can be added to the November ballot. The University of Texas has suspended sophomore wide receiver DeAndre McNeil for an unspecified violation of team rules. Texas opens the season November 4th against Notre Dame. In Rio, swimming star Michael Phelps has been selected in a vote by fellow team members to carry the American flag Friday for the opening ceremony at the Rio Olympics. Phelps has won 18 golds and 22 medals overall, far more than any other athlete. He skipped the opening ceremony at the last three Olympics to rest up for the 400-meter individual medley, but he's not taking part in the event this year. And the U.S. women's soccer team has opened its Olympic schedule by getting goals from Carly Lloyd and Alex Morgan in a 2-0 win over New Zealand. The three-time defending Olympic champs are trying to become the first team to win the Summer Games after succeeding at the World Cup. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Bombers baseball tonight at Nutrible Stadium. Tickets start at $5 at bvbombers.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options, or call 936-822-5500.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Okay, it should make you feel all right to know you're not the only one who has a closet that's full of clothes that you never wear, right? Just can't bring yourself to get rid of them for whatever reason, like, okay, maybe someday I'll be able to wear that again or want to wear that again. So
there's
we have
always that one chance that's you right. might need it.
But mm-hmm. we have a trick. We okay. have a trick. Go through your closet and turn all of the hangers around so that they hook from the back of the rod. After you wear something, hang it back.